פרק י"ח, סעיף ס"ח. יחמו חז"ל באיסר זה שאין נדחה עד אף מפני מצווה דאוי רייסה. ולכן אם אין אפשרות להגיע לסוכה האלה על ידי טיפוס באילון, עושה לטפס עולוב אף אם הדובר מנע מקיר מצווה. What will happen if a person's got a sukkah on the tree? A sukkah on the tree is considered mishtamesh be'ilon. He's using the tree in order to go have his sukkah. Or the sukkah ground is on the tree. Or even the walls of the sukkah from the tree. He's using the tree. You're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. What will happen if because of that, you're not going to be able to go and do the mitzvah from sukkah? Chazal, even though, don't allow you to go up on the tree on Shabbos. Samach test. All of the Ilan B'Shegig, if a person was naughty. And by mistake, he went up on the tree. Afshah Yirida, Kvucha B'Isa Shimosh B'Ilan. He come up and come Etzim Yeshiva Sar Gabi Ilan. Yesh B'Isa. Vim all of the Ilan B'Mezid, Konsu Shle Yed Mimenu B'Shabbos. If a person went up on a tree on Shabbos, then we say, if it happens b'shoigek, we allow him to go down. If it happened on purpose, b'mezid, we do not allow him to go down on the tree. Even though with staying on the tree, he's also using that tree, we don't allow him to go down because it is a knas. We give him a punishment. But if it was only by mistake, then we allow him to go down. Issa ein, if ein. Issa, ishtamshus b'ilam nemrak b'ilam kosher. Avon kanim arakim k'yerek, mutter l'shtamish b'han. The person, the problem from using a tree is only if it is strong like a tree. If you have reeds which are soft, there's no problem from going and using them on Shabbos because the issa was only made by sorts of things which are strong, not by reeds which are soft. Perk Yotras, Seif Ayin Aleph. Also, Laniach, Beshabbos, Beyontov, Chafetzim, Algabi, Ilon, Oil, Kloisom, Banofo. Like we learned before, it is also for a person to put on a tree any object, or to put it on the branches from the tree. Because putting it on the tree or the branches, that's the way one uses the tree. Therefore, one's not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So if I'm based, also little b'Shabbos, the yom tochafetzim amunochim agabe elon. Ba'afshin netilat hachafetzim ha'elon ene begeder shimush, b'gomach mechoshu chachomim, shim yitl chafetzim mimenu, ol hu li shoen boi, la'avo al isa ishtamshus b'inom. Chazal went further with the gzera, and they said the person is not allowed to take off the tree things which are hanging on it. Things which are on the tree, even though you're not using the tree when one takes something off the tree. But we are worried, Chazal are worried, and maybe because of that, you'll go and lean on the tree. You'll go and use the tree. Therefore, Chazal said, because of that, you're not allowed to take anything off the tree. Ein Gimel, min ha'amun nilmad, shim nofo beged v'kato b'Shabbos agab be'ilon, osu la'asir mimenu, ben im nisham b'gufay be'ilon, ואיס הסורס החפץ, בין אם אין אין לשם בוי, משום שעצם הסורס החפץ מאילון אסור. From here we learn, anything which fell on the tree, even if it is a beged, or a ball, which fell on the tree, you're not allowed to take it off the tree, because we're worried you're going to go and lean on the tree, or use the tree, in order to take it off. Therefore, if a ball fell on the tree, one's not allowed to take a stick and take it off the tree because you're using the tree, even if you don't touch the branches, even if you only touch the ball, not allowed because it's considered you're even listed to Rabbanon because Chazal worry maybe you're going to go and use the tree. Perk Yotches Seif Ayin Dalad. Oy de Sifu Chazal. Also, Laniach Me'avshach Chafetzim Agabe Ilon Mechasha Shem Yitaltelem Emenu B'Shabbos Deyav Al Isen Atilas Chafetzim Meho Ilon. Chazal added on, and they said, since we said you're not allowed to take off the tree any object which is on the tree on Shabbos, because we're worried maybe you're going to use the tree, therefore they don't allow you to put anything on the tree on Erev Shabbos, because on Shabbos you're going to come along and take it off the tree. Double protected. They don't want you to go and put in anything on the tree, even on Erev Shabbos. Today you shouldn't come on Shabbos and take it off the tree. Lachain and Nicholas may have Shabbos Maggevet. Al Gaber Ilon Mechashashem Yitlenu B'Shabbos. If this wants to put on the tree his towel, you're not allowed to do that even on Erev Shabbos, because maybe on Shabbos you're going to take it off the tree. You're not allowed to do that. It says there, Namarak B'Chafetz Mamutorim B'Tiltul B'Shabbos. Al Chafetz Masurim B'Tiltul L'Choshosh B'Chachomim Shem Yitaltlim B'Shabbos Mina Ilon. Lachain Mutel Lenichem Erev Shabbos B'Ilon. The Chazal only made this Issa on some sort of objects which are mutter to move on Shabbos. Since they're mutter to move on Shabbos, then we are worried that you're going to take them off on Shabbos. But objects which are not allowed to move on Shabbos, Chazal don't worry about it taking them off on Shabbos. They're not allowed to put them on the tree on Erev Shabbos. The Poskim say a difference between a light, if your person wants to light his candles on the tree, if it is Shabbos or if it is Yontif. If it is Shabbos, you're allowed to do that, because on Shabbos you can't take away the candlelight or muksa when Shabbos came in, and muksa the whole Shabbos. But if it is Yontif, when one's allowed to move the candlelight, therefore one's not allowed to light them on the tree on Erev Yontif. Ayin Hey. Ilon Yovesh She'e B'Shum Lachluchim V'Noshu Olav והנופו הוא פיוריסו, ואין בוי חשש תלישה. כמו כמו עושה, לאליס בוי להשתמש בי כשה הולונות. If you've got a tree which has dried out, it's got no branches, no fruit, even though we don't allow you to go and use it on Shabbos, because we make a low plug, make no difference. This is shit to the Rambam, make it there, all trees, even if they're not growing because of trees which do grow. The MSC brings out in the footnote that Shitzes HaRosh is differently, but we take on the Shitzes HaRambam. The Shitzes HaRosh is that in summer you're allowed to, because in summer you see the differentiation between this tree and other trees. Other trees have fruit, other trees have branches and leaves. This tree does not. Therefore, there's a differentiation. Therefore, on Shabbos, we allow you to go and use it according to the Rosh. But according to the Rambam, we don't allow you all trees of no differences, and we take on like the Rambam.